A group of public service unions connected to the Congress of South African Trade Unions, COSATU, is anticipated to demonstrate against the 9.8% hike in the government employees' medical scheme during the National Day of Action on Thursday, 26th of Feb. The organization consists of Denosa, Nehawu, as well as the South African Democratic Teachers Union, SATU. So that's now this coming Thursday. Joining us online, COSATU spokesperson Zanele Sabela to tell us more. Zanele, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having us.
Good to have you on PM Drive on 91.3 FM. Now, Zanele, details and perhaps concerns, sentiments that have been shared by the mentioned organizations with the National Day of Action coming up on Thursday, the 26th of Feb.
Okay. The concerns is the members' contribution increase for 2026, which JAM said would be 9.8%. And this on the back of last year's increase, which was 13.4%. And now when you look at these two consecutive years, medical aid contribution would have gone up by 23.2%. in just 2 years. And that, according to anyone's standards, is actually quite alarming, especially when you consider that GEMS was formed at the bargaining council so that it could provide affordable medical aid cover for state employees. And it was never meant to be a commercial venture. And so when we're now looking at these consecutive increases that are very high, and with the
Zanele, we're losing you there for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we just lost you for a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. So when you consider the fact that, you know, the cost of living is so high, and that state employees last year actually only received a 5.5 wage increase, and they are likely to receive a 4% wage increase this year. And when you compare that just for this year, when you compare the 4% increase in wage to the 9.8%, then you will see already there is a deficit there. And so this is why our workers are now very angry, and they're willing to now go and demonstrate on Thursday.
Now, Zanele, if we say no to this increase, what are the alternatives then?
The alternatives are, for one, there needs to be cost-cutting measures there at GEMS. The one thing that has come out very clearly is that in 2023, the GEMS board had 52 meetings in 1 year. 52 meetings for a board is quite ridiculous. I mean, they would have had to be meeting every week, during Easter, Christmas time, New Year's Eve, whenever. They would have had to meet every week to actually have those 52 meetings, and understanding that board members actually get paid each time they attend a meeting. And so it became quite a serious money-making scheme, in that Chuan that year walked away with over R1 million in board fees that were paid to them. And two, the other thing that we are now thinking, because GEMS is saying, you know, they need to be looking at that. We're thinking that, you know, if we sit across from them, because that's the other thing, when we sat across from them, they haven't been welcoming to anything that we've said. What they did is when we said no, 9.8% is quite high, they said, okay, then we'll take it down to 9.5%. That is a reduction of 0.3%, which is quite laughable. And so the other thing that when we sit down, we meet in the middle, the labor side will go and lobby the Council for Medical Schemes to say for them, because every medical aid in this country has to keep reserves of 25%. So we can lobby the Council for Medical Schemes to say we need to lower that reserves for this particular medical aid, because it is a closed scheme. It is exclusively for public servants, but then at the same time, it is state-backed. So that's one of the options that we are looking at. But GEMS also needs to come down from their very high horses and meet us where we are and realize that, you know, they keep saying they're very sympathetic. We can't eat sympathy. Workers cannot eat sympathy, and therefore they really need to come down and engage with the intention of finding solutions that will be for the benefit of the workers, which is what the board members of GEMS are supposed to be doing. Whatever they're supposed to be doing is supposed to be for the benefit of the members.
Now, if hypothetically, Zanele, if this increase does go ahead, what implications could we foresee it having on the healthcare system and medical aid in general?
I'm not sure about the healthcare system. We know the kind of impact on our members if they want. Able and often, I mean, people just, you know, not even just state employees, but often people in the country, because things are so tight, often have to make the very task. Do we get a medicine, or should we rather spend the money on food? Because transport, basics of life are high, school fees is high. And so that's the kind of impact it will have on our workers.
Zanele Sabele Kusadu, spokesperson, thanks so much for your time.